least 15 people have been killed by Russian shelling in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. Some bodies lay out in the open overnight as emergency services struggle to respond under the barrage of missiles. The governor says hospital patients have been transferred to other areas for their safety. Russia has stepped up attacks on the city, which Ukraine retook earlier this month. Meanwhile, Ukraine is racing to restore electricity supplies as temperatures reach sub-zero in many areas. Russian missiles have damaged nearly half of the country's power facilities. Officials have urged people to stock up on essentials. President Volodymyr Zelensky says his government is working hard to keep households warm. Let's get an update from Rory Challens joining us from Kyiv. So 2 days after a barrage of Russian missiles put millions of Ukrainians out of power and water, Rory, are things now getting back to normal at all?
Well, certainly last night, looking out across the city behind me, it was a very different sight to the previous two. Basically, the electric glow, that familiar glow, had returned to many of the windows. Compare that to the nights before, which were deathly quiet and inky black. It was very eerie being out on the streets. You could just see the faintest glimmer of candlelight coming from some windows. So the situation is markedly improved. That's not to say it is totally back to normal. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said last night that power is now back for half of the 12 million people who had been left without power on Wednesday when those missiles came in. So 6 million people are still shivering in unheated apartments without being able to charge phones or do cooking on electric stoves, etc. Now, nobody believes that this is the last wave of Russian missiles that are going to be coming in. There are generators arriving from the United States and Europe to try and help out. But I think many people here are expecting this is going to be a long and cold and, for lots of people, powerless winter as Vladimir Putin tries to exert the maximum impact and maximum leverage over Ukraine and its backers using missiles and the weather.
And today, Rory, is a somber day marking the commemoration of the 1932 Soviet-made famine in Ukraine, a commemoration of special significance this year.
Yeah, it's called the Holodomor in Ukraine. It happened in 1932, 1933. And since 1998, the fourth Saturday of November has been marked as Holodomor Memorial Day. Now, the Ukrainians have long asserted that this man-made famine was a genocide, that it was basically the Soviets trying to repress Ukrainian national identity using starvation as a tool. And a growing number of countries agree with that assessment, calling it a genocide. Most recently, Romania, Moldova, Ireland, and soon to be followed by Germany. And I think in the coming days, they've all recognized the Holodomor as genocide. Germany is soon to do that. The Russian view is different. The Russians say and have always said that essentially that famine, that starvation, didn't just affect Ukraine, it affected other parts of the Soviet Union too. But this year, because of the war, the Holodomor memorial has extra resonance, and Ukrainians are again saying that policies cooked up and exerted by Moscow are killing Ukrainians. And again, Ukrainians are saying that this, what's happening now, amounts to a genocide in the same way that the Holodomor did many, many years ago.
All right, Rory, thank you so much. Rory Challens reporting from Kyiv.